It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
If you've never done preserving, today I'm talking with Allison Duffy. Her brand new book is called Preserving with Pomona's Pectin. And Allison can break it all down and make it sound very easy and enjoy some delicious apricot jam.
Pomona's, I think, appeals to a wide variety of people. It appeals to people who are trying to control your sugar, say if you're diabetic, but it also appeals to people who are interested in kind of just eating in maybe a more whole food kind of way, like if they want to use maple syrup or honey, you can do that too.
There are so many delicious recipes in here.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. It's funny. I have a handful of favorites. Brandied apricot preserves.
Oh, how do you make that?
So basically, on that one has some lemon peel in it. And so I actually cook little slices of lemon peel first just to make them soft. It's kind of like you might with if you were making a marmalade. And then I put in the apricot halves. Then I would add my calcium water. And then I would add my sugar and pectin powder. Before I added the sugar and pectin powder, I'd add probably a little bit of the brandy. So that's a really nice one. It's like halves of apricots.
Are you using fresh apricots?
Yes, fresh apricots. Yep. You could do it with frozen if you didn't have them available.
Well, or dried apricots are readily available.
Dried, you probably could. I haven't tried it with dried. You probably could.
Get the details at toniaskitchen.com.